my dreams come true.
All right, faded away. Yep, we get it. Welcome back, Into the Woods podcast. I am your host, Ryan Woods. A lot of people said that I was premature last week on the celebration of the Toronto Maple Leafs winning one playoff series. That I should remain humble about it. I shouldn't dance on the Bruins' grave. You know, and do I feel a little remorse or a little, I guess, you know, I wish I didn't do that kind of thing? I don't know what the word is for that. Is that the word regret? Is that the word I'm looking for? Perhaps. But at the same time, you got to celebrate the wins in life. You know, because 31 teams are going to lose every year. So there's a good chance if you root for a team, you should take the field in them winning the championship. It's about the journey. And did I expect the journey for the Toronto Maple Leafs to end as so many others have so abruptly? No. It sucks. It really sucks. Panthers are hot, man. They won 3 straight against the Bruins, 3 straight against the Leafs. They're gritty, sandpaper type of team. They'll bully you. They're bullying them. No other way around it. Nothing good can be said when you're down 3-0 in a series. There's no moral victories in the playoffs. So my favorite thing in sports is when it's a playoff series. My favorite thing ever in sports is when there's a playoff series going on and a team is down, I don't know, 2-0 or 2-1, or it's a tied 2-2 series, and they go, this is a must-win game. Yeah, aren't they all? Like, I understand you can lose some, and it won't kill you. You can lose 3 in a series. But aren't they all kind of must-win? Like, which one do you want to lose? I ask. I pose that question. So I would say that the Toronto Maple Leafs, down 3-0, are in a must-win scenario come Wednesday night. So that's a bummer. But hey, it's about the journey, not about the destination sometimes, I guess. Even though the destination is painful, and the destination isn't so lovely when you lose. It's an all-familiar feeling. I'm watching sports, and my team's not winning championships. I only have that feeling once. Oh, and it was grand. It was grand. What's going on, everybody? It's the Into the Woods podcast, episode 202 for the people. I am your host, Ryan Woods, local man, ready to scream into the abyss again. It's your local man in a straight jacket in a padded room podcast. I am your host, Ryan Woods. We are going to talk about a lot of things this week. Ryan, do you have anything written down this week? No, I do not. I have no notes taken because I'm just silly like that. I'm just being silly like that. I'm just being goofy, right? I'm just like, oh, I'll just turn it on and start talking. Who do I think I am? Do I think I'm good at this? Hey, everybody, this guy thinks he's good at something. What a dumbass. Hey, everybody, this guy thinks he's funny. What a joke. Hey, that's the best joke he's told all day, thinking he's funny. Oh, jeez. Well, I am drinking a... what are you drinking this week, Ryan? Oh, what's Ryan drinking this week? He's drinking a mimosa-flavored Alani Nu. And something caught my eye on the can here. If you look closely, it says naturally flavored. I know you people can't see if you're you know, not watching a YouTube clip or something like that. It says naturally flavored. And I want to know where they found the naturally flavored mimosa energy water. What mountain that was, mountain stream that was running out of. Naturally flavored, and you did nothing to it? You just found this stuff coming out of a canyon somewhere? Probably in Thailand, if we all had to guess, right? But yeah, I'm getting in touch with my feminine side, right? I'm drinking Alani Nu's. I was out to dinner for a friend's birthday a couple weeks ago, and his girlfriend was like, oh, I love that you drink feminine drinks. And I was like, you know, I had like a, you know, I was out to dinner, you know, we were sitting there having a good time. Everybody's kind of vibing. The vibes are high. nobody's having a bad mood. You know, he's getting to turn 26. And I ordered something off the menu. I don't know what it's called. Probably called the Sun God or something. And I was drinking it, and I had my pinky up as I do. And she's all like, "Oh, I love that you love feminine drinks." And I was like, "Whoa, I mean, hey, we don't have to be all rude about it." She's like, "What? I'm just saying it's feminine. I mean, I love that you love feminine drinks." I'm like, "What am I supposed to be doing? Taking straight whiskey to the freaking head here? Who? I mean, I just like flavor. I mean, geez, if that makes me feminine, but I guess I'm feminine, you know? I guess I'm feminine." But where was I going with that? Oh, I want to talk about, what do I really want to talk about? I really want to talk about this. Ryan, what do you want to talk about? It's your podcast. We're all listening. Okay, I'll talk about it. I was on Twitter, you know, and all the good stories start with, you know, I was on Twitter. I was on Twitter, and I saw a post from I guess she's a, you know, D-list Cleveland celebrity, more than I could ever say, so good for her. She's just famous online, and I want to just point out again that there's definitely the final step for LGBTQ community, the plus community, as they're known, is that guys can be bisexual, because guys cannot be bisexual right now. And my point here is, imagine, ladies, if you're out to a bar, and along the way, you're out with your friends, and then you spot two guys, right? And you're with another girl. It's you and a friend that's a girl, and you see two guys that are presumably friends. You two start making out after a couple of drinks, right? That's all fun and games. Guys are turned on by that. Two girls kissing? Hey, sign me up. But if you guys looked across the bar at those two guys, and after they had a couple drinks, feminine or not, and they start kissing, that it's a different reaction. And I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying it's a different reaction when they come to hit on you later, because ladies can make out with girls and then go hit on guys. Guys can't make out with guys and then go hit on girls. There's definitely a double standard. And I'm just saying, I don't want to make out. I mean, I know it sounds like I'm petitioning to make out with my friends, and some of them do be looking good sometimes, but I don't want to do that. Okay, I'm just putting it out there. I just want to clear it up. Don't want to make out with my friends. But I wouldn't turn it down in the right scenario, right? If he made me dinner, or get a candle lit or something. I'm just saying that if two girls make out, it's hot, and they can go hit on guys. If two guys make out, ladies, you're going to turn them down. You know what I mean? It's just the rules. So that's the final step. And what I'm trying to say is, we're all body positive until we need to make fun of guys, right? Everybody's body positive until we're talking about bald dudes or guys with little wieners. And hey, I might be both of those things soon enough. So maybe it's his insecurity out of me, but it feels like body positivity stops short of bald men and guys that are lacking a bit below the belt. And I just want to point out that I was on the internet and I saw some people saying that, hey, some guys have little dicks. Oh, some guys have this or that. Hey, if I could have gotten in the line that was handing out larger pieces, larger hardware, I would have. Know that. Okay? Know that. There's definitely a double standard out there. Because imagine if I was like, oh, I don't like, you know, you can't say anything about women's bodies, right? And I'm not trying to. I'm not trying to go, you know, shot for shot here, because I'm going to lose. So I'm just trying to tell you that, you know, there's got to be a limit on, you know, I think the body positivity stops short of men whom have physical deficiencies. Short men. We're all body positive until somebody's short. A guy is short, bald, or has a little wiener. Those are facts. And you can't, don't try to argue with me. Everybody's, live your best life, slay, all this stuff. And then all of a sudden, you see a short, bald dude with perhaps, you know, he might have a little wiener. things change,
right?
Your thoughts change, and that's okay. I get it. Let's just acknowledge it. Let's live in it, right? Let's marinate in it. There's just definitely a double standard. If I was on the, and then this woman that I had said that to on Twitter, again, all the great stories start with Twitter. You know, have you, you know, she could talk about, like, I think sometimes girls can post things like, oh, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to jerk off before my friends get here. And everyone's like, oh, that's so funny. Ha 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 ha. Girls are jerking off. It's so cool. But if I were to tweet, and this is just, you know, hey, I'm just saying, my friends are on their way. I'm checking their locations to make sure I have enough time to jerk off. Everyone would be like, dude, that's disgusting. That's disgusting. Because it is. But does it have to be? Is it disgusting if women do it? But women can do it. Look, man, I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm just asking the questions. Have you ever seen a man? The only sexual products, sexual enhancement products, or sexual toys, some would call them, have ever been, you know, you never see a man promoting a sex toy, is all I'm saying. You only see women promoting sex toys. And there's a reason for that. Men only promote pills to make their wiener stand up. They never promote toys to put their wieners in or around or on or through or, you know, whatever. So that's all I'm saying. Hey, don't shoot the messenger. I'm just a guy who has a lot of thoughts. Hence the podcast. Yeah, what else did I do this weekend after I just went on a rant about how guys can't be open with their sexuality? Maybe I'm covering for something, you know, maybe I am. You know, maybe it's just like that. Maybe I haven't recovered from, you know, 10 years ago. It's been a decade since this girl never answered my homecoming request. You know, I said, yo, do you want to go to homecoming together? And I put flowers in her locker and all the whole nine, you know, bought flowers. Flowers aren't cheap. Don't I know it? I'm always apologizing over here. You know, sometimes I'm just buying flowers just because I'm trying to keep her off my back. You know what I'm talking about, fellas. Hey, fellas, a little tip for you. You want to keep your woman off your back? Hey, every couple weeks, every 6 to 8 weeks, pop into a store and buy some flowers. Trader Joe's has the best flowers for this, fellas. Just putting it out there, Trader Joe's has the best flowers for this. They're like $6.99 for like some real roses that last, too. You don't want to buy some that are going to die the next day. You don't need that. Okay, because then it starts a fight. Like, oh, you got me these fucking shit flowers. Okay. But if you want to get flowers every so often for your lady, Trader Joe's is the way to go. Forgot what I was talking about. Don't really know where I was going with that one. So that's not great. I forgot. You know, I got brain problems this week. So, you know, it is what it is. We'll see if it comes back. Oh. Homecoming. Got rejected. Maybe I'm covering for something because this girl rejected me to homecoming, never talked to me again, never got an answer. You know, yes, no, maybe. I got none of it. I got nothing. She went zero dark 30 on my ass for a decade. And then a couple years ago, she posts on Instagram that she's living with a woman. And that resonates with you. You know, one day you're in high school, you're 16 years old, you want to go to homecoming for the first time, and you go to ask a girl, you put flowers in her locker, you put a nice little card, you know, and you say, hey, you want to go to homecoming? It says homecoming ? You know, the whole nine. You put it in her locker, you're expecting a response, you're expecting a text message, maybe even a call. Like, yes, I will. But then you get no answer. And then a couple years later, you know, you guys fade away because she never talks to you again. So you just assume it's over. You just two boats, you know, two ships passing in the night. And then all of a sudden, you see her on Instagram because you still follow each other. And all of a sudden, she's living with a woman. And you can't help but take responsibility for that. That's just the facts. And maybe I haven't recovered from it. And nobody wants to talk about that. Nobody wants to talk about the damage. That perhaps the damage that it does to somebody. She could have just said no. But now I'm left thinking, you know, was it me? Was I that hard to be around?
Yes.
That you wanted to then be with only women. But again, women can be with women and men. Men can only be with men. Sorry to say. You know, it's just a fact. I mean, I hate to bring it back around. He brings it back around. Ryan, you're talking about all the hard-hitting topics this week. What else do you have? Oh, you know, I watched the Kentucky Derby on Saturday, but before that, I went to the Guardians game, did a little Slider Dog review. I know a lot of people loved that, so go check that out on Instagram or TikTok. All the links are below. YouTube, of course. It's always plugging. We're always plugging our links. Follow me at all the links below if you're listening to this and you don't follow me. That'd be kind of weird, but please. You know, sometimes it happens. Sometimes some stragglers come in. Sometimes you guys walk into the saloon like, hey, what's this place? You know, you walk into the bar. And this podcast is a dive bar for sure. We have no overhead lighting. We have just a couple TVs, and they're always on a huge, like one of them is always on a delay from the other. So depending on which end of the bar you're sitting at, you're either cheering or booing. Some people at the end of the bar are ruining it for you because they're on a, they don't have the delay that you have down at this end of the bar. Don't you hate that about some dive bars? They don't have like a big, you know, singular TV. They have like so many little ones so that if you're watching at one end, you're ahead on the basketball game or whatever, and or the football game. And then at the other end of the bar, if you're sitting over there, you're on the delay. So you're kind of like peeking. And it's like it's a sizable delay too. It's the worst. But you know, you love dive bars because they have good food. Dive bars have good food. Yeah, I was, you know, that got me thinking. I talked about this with Dana this weekend. We had hard-hitting conversations in this house. We were out to dinner somewhere. Of course, it cost me money. Are we doing anything that's free anymore? She never was just like, let's go on a hike. Well, because she knows I wouldn't fucking go. But we were out to dinner, and I remember I was talking to some people, and I brought it up to Dana. They were like, oh, I never send my food back because I don't want them to spit in it. And I worked in, you know, I worked at Chick-fil-A for a good amount of time. And no matter what anybody said, I never wanted to spit in their food. And I'm talking, if you are somebody who works at a restaurant and you spit in somebody's food, you should go to jail. Or actually, you should go to prison and have bad things happen to you. Why are you spitting in someone's food? Is it that important to you? That's disgusting. I don't even think that's real. I think that's a myth. I don't think people are spitting in people's food. Boom, how about that? I don't think it's happening because I don't think that people are that evil. And maybe I'm being naive. Maybe I'm being a naive little boy. And I'm okay with that. I'm going to be a naive little boy and believe that nobody's spitting in people's food. That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to live in that world for a bit. But Saturday was good. We watched the Kentucky Derby, had a bunch of mint juleps. I made them. Dana, of course, I was like, hey, Dana, we should make some mint juleps for the Kentucky Derby. She's like, I don't like mint. I'm like, oh, Jesus. I'm like, you ladies can never just be adventurous. I don't like half the shit you make me do, but here I am putting a big smile on my face, and I'm doing it. Right? And I like it, too. I do all the shit. Oh, let's go here. Let's go look at this wall with some murals on it. Oh, I want to go to this. I want to go to this out of the fucking way dinner place. Oh, I want to go to this donut place that also serves beer for some god-awful reason. Oh, let's try this restaurant that we're not going to like and it's going to be overpriced and I'm going to have you pay for. And I put a big smile on my face and I go. Because I want to make you happy. But the moment I bring up putting a couple mint leaves in the bottom of a jar to put some bourbon and some simple syrup and just a dash of bitters, it's, you know, I don't like mint. Oh, yeah. And you know, I hate myself. But here we are. Ryan, you sound insecure. Because I am. Because I am. But yeah, I watched the Kentucky Derby. Won some money on that. Picked the winner. No big deal. Texted my dad before. I told him, bet on Mage. He's like, I'm not picking that pig. So literally what he said. just giving you a little bit of thing of mine. And then Mage won, and I told him, hey, back up the Brinks truck. I turned 2 into 35. That's called money, folks. And then, of course, I posted the winning ticket, and people had the audacity to say, post your losers. Hey, look, just because I bet $10 on other things, I only picked one other winner, and it was Sun Thunder. I picked like an exact, I don't know how to bet on horse racing. But I know this. I picked the winner of the Kentucky Derby. I didn't pick every horse. I just picked 2 to win, Sun Thunder and Mage. And then I picked like the favorite to show, and then, you know, another one to show, like Together or whatever the fuck it's called. So, yeah, I know nobody gives a fuck. But anyways, yeah, so I watched the Kentucky Derby. That was awesome. And then what else did we do? We watched the F1 Grand Prix from Miami. The Miami Grand Prix, boring as all shit. But a lot of celebrities were out. And I saw Jeff Bezos was out. And, dude, Jeff Bezos is dating a woman. And I think this is what happens when you have so much money. Like, Jeff Bezos, first of all, let's get his net worth. Okay? Let's get Jeff Bezos' net worth from Google. It's $128 billion. Okay, just for, you know, Bill Gates is $114 billion, $116 billion. So $130 billion is a lot of money, dead ass. And so we're going to go to People Magazine. Who is Jeff Bezos' girlfriend? Because I saw a picture of her. I mean, talk about hitting the fucking lottery. If you're Jeff Bezos' girlfriend, talk about hitting the fucking lottery. Because Jeff Bezos and news anchor, Lauren Sanchez, went public with their relationship in 2019 after Bezos announced his divorce of wife of 25 years. And I'll tell you what, she's using up that money to pimp her rides, if you know what I mean. She's pimped out. At the time, the former Good Day LA co-host was also divorcing her husband of 13 years. I mean, can you even be mad if you're getting divorced for Jeff Bezos? A source told People Sanchez and Bezos had been spending more time together in the months leading up to the divorce. Well, naturally, it's usually how it goes. Usually one of them's cheating or banging. She was friendly with Bezos in the past. She's used to mingling with stars. Here's her, The Rock, and Bezos. She looks like he's getting cucked by The Rock. The two ate dinner with Tom Cruise. I gotta know what, how old is she? How old is Jeff Bezos, please? Let's get research on that. Jeff Bezos, can we get research on, he's 59 years old. Now, Jeff Bezos will live forever. There is something in the water with him. Lauren Sanchez is 53. She doesn't look a day over 35. And I'm not just fucking saying that. She's gotten work. This is what money does, all right? You know, okay, the older I've gotten, the less surprised I am to people getting Botox, right? I guess when I first started hearing about people my age getting Botox or getting work done, I was like, well, yeah, vanity's hell of a drug, but like, you're not getting the same shit these rich people are getting. If you're getting Botox and you're a poor person like me, it's not going to end up good. You got to get that stuff that the rich people are getting. And I got bad news. You're not going to get it like that. So that's the unfortunate reality. And then another thought I have had watching like the Grand Prix from Miami, I don't have enough money to get tickets, or like the Kentucky Derby. I'm just thinking like, dude, it's awesome being rich. I know why people want to be rich. All you like death to the rich and eat the rich people thing, you guys just don't get it. I'm going the other way. I used to hate rich people. I'm going back the other way. I'm like, can I join you guys? I'd love to dress up all goofy as shit and go to the Kentucky Derby. Who? Yes, please. I would love to dress up like a goofball and hit the Kentucky Derby. I love to dress up like I'd love to go to the F1 Grand Prix, not know a thing about the racing, and just be like, where's the party? Where's my overpriced drink that's going to be called feminine, but nobody's going to care because I got money? Why do you think I have these Ray-Ban sunglasses? I want to fit in. I want to be like one of them. Yeah, my dad's blue collar. Doesn't mean I have to be. I use lotion on my hands. I got soft hands, brother. I never worked a day in my life with my hands. I'm out here trying to be rich. And I'm not talking about like, oh, rich, like flexing rich. I'm talking to be like rich, like we're defraud, like the Murdaugh family rich. Like where we just have money, probably committing crimes to keep our money, but like never really getting caught. But the problem with the Murdaughs was he got involved in drugs. And once you get drugs involved, you're probably going down is what I got to say. Because then you're going to start stealing money. You know, you're an addict. You're a junkie. And that's never good for business when you're trying to keep up a facade. Ryan, what do you know about being a junkie? Nothing. Because I'm a square. Is that all I had? Is that all I did this week? Yeah, that was it. It's been beautiful. It's been nice weather this week. It was supposed to rain. Didn't rain. That was good. So yeah, I guess it was a good week overall. What would you guys do? Oh, that's awesome. I don't think we have enough time to talk about it. So, I mean, yeah, it was another good podcast. You guys think that was a little fly by the seat of our pants? Hey, we're just flying by the seat of our pants. Hey, what's Ryan doing over on that podcast? Oh, he's flying by the seat of his pants. The hell does that even mean? Who cares? I'm not going to look it up. It'll ruin it for me if I do. So I'm not going to look it up. Looking it up would ruin. That's what, don't you hate when you're having a conversation with people and you're just talking, you're just BSing, and somebody pulls a phone out and Googles and goes, actually, you're a fucking nerd. Okay? Ha, gotcha. Take a walk, pal. Get the hell out of here. Oh, that's the music. All right, well, I will talk to you guys next week. Follow me at all links below. Leave a 5-star review. Hey, Leafs, wouldn't it be crazy if you won 4 in a row? It sure would. Love you guys. Bye-bye.